ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Marion County, your local Arvest team is here to help you. Whether you want to open a small business or grow an existing business, we can help. We will also be by your side as you grow your farm or expand your farm equipment. I'm Katie Ratliff, and I'm here to help you turn your dream into a reality. Stop by either branch in Marion County, 802 East Main Street in Flippin, or 105 North Panther Avenue in Yellville, to see how my team can assist you.
Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender.
Hey, good evening from the studio as we are joining you now here on the from the Berg Builders halftime show. I'll tell you what a way to end the first half with that 99-yard interception return for the touchdown. And Mountain Home now goes into the locker room up 23-0 on Lake Hamilton. I'll tell you what, Mountain Home came into this game knowing there was some seeding implications, and they have so far responded well. We'll see what if Lake Hamilton makes any adjustments at halftime. But let's take a look at what else is going on tonight. First off, elsewhere in the 6A West this evening, it is Greenwood, who is currently ranked third in the state overall, number one in Class 6A, pretty much having their way with Van Buren tonight, 42-7 in the second quarter there. Have not seen a score update on the game between Russellville and Fort Smith Southside, and also haven't seen one on the game between Shiloh Christian and Silent Springs. The Saints, by the way, are currently ranked 10th in the state overall and number three in Class 6A. On the local level, there was actually one area game that was played last night up in Missouri as Ava wrapped up its regular season, pretty much just beating up on another group of Bears from Willow Springs, 54-8. As far as tonight is concerned, Yellville Summit playing this evening at Melbourne. That is, this is the Panthers' final road trip of the season. Have not seen a score update on that game as of yet. Also, have not seen an update on the game between Salem and Mountain View. Also, haven't seen one on the game between Isra County and Mark Tree this evening. Harrison playing at home this evening. And last we saw, they were up on Valonia by a score of 7-0. West Plains playing at home this evening against Carl Junction. Have not seen an update on that game as of yet. Hollister hosting Reed Spring tonight. And let's see if we've got an update on that one. At the moment, we do not. Well, actually, you take that back, second quarter, the Tigers are losing to Reed Spring 14-6. Have not seen an update on the game between Forsyth and Buffalo. Branson in the second quarter is leading Springfield Hillcrest by a score of 35-0. So another dominating performance right now for the Pirates. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, Bryant, who is number one overall and in Class 7A, is up on Cabot 35-3 in the second quarter. Also in the second quarter, Conway, who is number two overall and in Class 7A, is leading Pulaski Academy 10-0. The Bruins rank seventh overall and number four in Class 7A. Number four, Little Rock Parkview, who is also number one in Class 5A, playing this evening at Magnolia, and have not seen an update on that game as of yet. Also tonight, number two Benton, who is also number five Benton, who is also number two in Class 6A, went to Little Rock to face the fifth ranked team in Class 6A, Catholic, and have not seen an update on that game as of yet either. Number six Fayetteville, who is also number three in Class 7A. Hosting Rogers tonight, who is ranked ninth in the state. No update on that one as of yet. And number eight, Fayetteville, who is also number five in Class 7A, leading Springdale 21-7 in the second quarter. And we've already gone through all the Class 7A top five. The only one we haven't mentioned in the Class 6A top five is number four, Marion, hosting Sheridan this evening and we have not seen an update on that one as of yet. In the Class 5A top five games that I haven't yet mentioned, at number two, Joe T. Robinson leading Searcy 42-0 down at Little Rock. Number three, Valley View at home this evening against Greene County Tech. Have not seen an update on that one as of yet. Number four, Hot Springs Lakeside playing host to DeQueen. Have not seen an update on that one as of yet either. And number five, Morrilton is at home this evening against Farmington. No update on that one this evening yet either. In the Class 4A top five, number one, Elkins playing at Green Forest tonight. And no update on that one yet. Number two, Arkadelphia is at Ashdown this evening. And no update on that one yet. Number three, Mills at Little Rock Hall. And again, no score update. A lot of these updates aren't coming through like they normally do. Number four, Warren at home tonight against Stuttgart. Have not seen an update on that one as of yet. And number five, Malvern playing host to Fountain Lake. And no update on that one as of yet either. Real quickly, I'll just go a couple of others. Number one, Boonville in the Class 3A top five. Host playing at Mansfield tonight. Boonville's actually tied with Prescott for number one. No update on that one. The Prescott, though, is losing to fourth-ranked Bismarck 14-0. That'd be a big upset if Bismarck was able to beat the Curly Wolves. Number three, Rivercrest losing to Osceola in the second quarter 15-6. And number five, Fordyce playing this evening at Dumas, and no update on that one as of yet. Well, that's going to wrap up our time this evening from the studios. We continue along here on the Berg Builders Halftime Show. We'll take you back to Brad and Tobias and Barkley in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home leading Lake Hamilton 23-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Get ready for the Salvation Army's 8th Annual Red Kettle Cook-Off November 1st at Real Life Church. Enjoy delicious food from local favorites like Latorsha Brick Oven Pizza, the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas, Bookworms Cafe, and Just Say Cheese. Tickets are only $10 and can be purchased at the Salvation Army, Arvest Bank, KTLO, and Staff Bank, and First Community Bank. Support a great cause and help those in need this Christmas. Buy your tickets now, taste the season, and give from the heart.
Had to go use the facilities here, and it's quiet.
Oh yeah,
it's atmosphere quiet, eerily quiet out there.
Oh yeah,
I've got seasoned veterans, you know, older men that have probably made every Lake Hamilton game since 1985, and they're out there complaining about why are we doing this, why aren't we doing that? You know, why do you continue to run the ball whenever you're not getting any ground? And it is very enjoyable to be a Bomber here at Lake Hamilton Stadium tonight.
Well, Coach Husky's just a few boxes down from him. I might have got a little carried away on that 99-yard run, if you couldn't tell by my voice. Well, I started pounding on the windows in front of me. I got handprints right up here I need to wipe off, but pounding on the window in front of you.
See them looking over above here, too? The bird feces.
Yeah, well, now, Brad, big old paw prints. But I was pounding on this window, and Mitch was laughing. He said, there's a guy in front of you.
He turned around, didn't he?
He did. He turned around and looked at
he
us.
He did not look happy. I saw him.
He did not like it. But you know what? So be it.
It's all of a sudden, we went to the Wild Mesa. Some cacti out there. Oh, I mean, this is cool, man. See that flip? That's neat.
So this
Perimeter Band, if you're watching or if you're listening in the radio, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Bands on the field performing right now.
Berg Builder Halftime Show. Together, they have five children. Blair and Bryson graduated from Mountain Home. You can expect to see Brennan, Jillian, and Wyatt in the stands. Not tonight. Maybe. I don't know if they made the trip. I doubt it. But I know I do have on picture of it that they were crowd surfing. Brennan was at Harrison, which is pretty awesome. So, Bergs are involved in our school programs, in our schools, and we appreciate their halftime sponsorship. Bombers leading 23-0. Barkley, you got any stats for us?
I do. First half stats. Of course, your Bombers are leading, as Brad just mentioned, 23-0. One of those touchdowns come off a 99-yard, might as well have been a 100-yard pick six by Talon Palmer. The other two touchdowns were on the ground, a total of 211 rushing yards. Rush per attempt, around 6.59 yards per attempt on those rushes.
211. We averaged 307 a game.
307 a game.
We're right on pace.
Right on pace with that. Chenoweth, he got another 71 yards. That puts him over 1,200 on the season thus far. Barrett Miller's given you 128 yards on the ground. But what has really made the difference in this, in my opinion, was you only have 53 pass yards, but they were very opportunistic passes. Passes that kept a defense that you knew were going to be biting on that run at bay and honest.
Well, I know one of them was a big first down to Talon Palmer over on the sideline as he Velcro went up and caught the ball, getting us a first down. The other one, Gus Wilbur, inside screen, was able to pick up a lot of yards. And then the third one, I believe, was Dawson Dunlap again, getting us down to where we had fourth and manageable. We didn't get the fourth down play, but, you know, once again, it was big, opportunistic. You don't have to pass a lot. You just got to pass the right time. Mountain Home did that in that first half.
They did. They did. And you have to do that, like you said, keep them honest.
So you're listening to the Berg Builders Halftime Show. We've got about 8 minutes left here before we go back to football. The band is performing at Lake Hamilton. We're going to take a short break. We will be back with you. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
You okay?
Sorry, I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Whoa.
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Saracen Casino is Central Arkansas's closest place to play. And tomorrow evening, you could win Toyota's all-new first edition Land Cruiser from Trotter Toyota. This new-look Land Cruiser is the perfect example of legendary styling. And it could be yours tomorrow night just for playing your favorite slot and table games at Saracen Casino. Take your chance at winning a first edition Land Cruiser.
Saracen Casino Resort, Vegas, Arkansas style.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
The love of football defines fall weekends and, in many homes, our families. But it's a demanding sport that can cause injury. That's why UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is on sidelines and in locker rooms for high schools and colleges across the state, ready to care for athletes with clinics in Central and Northwest Arkansas. UAMS Health, official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics and future Razorbacks all over Arkansas. Learn more at uams.health/team.